Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Happy New Year! Can I still say that? I'm so glad to be here. I brought this show back tonight just for you guys, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Music to my ears. The shortest soap on the block. Oh my God, I just love this, the saxophone. Everything, just want to go fast. Like, walk down the street in Los Angeles and try on fashions, I don't know. Hi, welcome to the Bold Breakdown, the Bold Brutal After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm James Lott Jr., of course. And like I said, I brought this show back because I was thinking about you guys. As you know, you talk to me on social media and you're like, we missed the show because it's the one show that's not on the show block regularly. So I said, you know what? I'm going to take one of my Sundays and I'm going to come in and bring this to you. And I brought you a great guest, too. And here comes the ending of the song. That's right. And my guest, you're going to love her. If you watch the Edition Day, she joined the cast of that here at AfterBuzz TV, which comes on at 4 p.m. Sundays, Pacific Standard Time. She's great. And I think you're going to really love her, Tammy Govea.
Hey.
Hi, girl.
So happy to be here.
Yes. So now, I want to ask you, how long have you been watching Bold and Beautiful?
Okay. I've been watching probably for about 15 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So the half-life of it. Okay.
Yeah, half-life.
Now, tell folks in that camera over there where they can actually follow you. Why don't you start following her?
Follow me on Twitter at Tammy Govea and Instagram, Tammy_Govea. Follow, communicate.
Don't forget the underscore, folks, on Instagram. But that underscore. And right now, this makes me so happy to see my regulars are back with me. Jacob Marquez, Rodelli Danilo, Sue Moreno. I know more of you guys are coming on. And I'm just so happy to see you guys. You guys are my family. You guys know that. We're on an earlier time tonight. So I know you guys are shocked about that. It's a little earlier. But as always, we say, you know, grab a drink and join us. And we have one today. I mean, let's do a little cheers for the
cheers,
new year.
Cheers, love. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. This one's sponsored by Ocean Organic Vodka. Mm. It's these cute little bottles. You can get them at a Whole Foods or a Whole Foods near you. Oh, Sue Moreno already said, Tammy is great.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
We just started. Oh, my God. How do you know she's great? Oh, you watch Edition Days. Okay, yes. Sue's a great person. She's a great person. So, yeah, but you guys are all great. I'm going to see. We'll give more shout-outs later as they come on. I first actually want to start out with, because Bold and Beautiful, to me, has been really good the last few months. It's crazy because they have such a small cast. So there's a lot of, how do you say, recycling?
Right, exactly.
Reusing. And recently, I did a thing about the Spencer family, how it's so mixed up right now.
Yeah.
I mean, Wyatt's with Katie and
everyone's, yeah.
What's some of your thoughts about that? Well,
first of all, you decided to have this show at the most perfect time, right? Because there's so much insanity.
God. Yes.
Like, seriously, yes. Gasp out loud insanity that is going on.
Yes.
And the Spencers and all these different families.
The Forces, yeah, and everything,
so,
yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yes, tell me.
It's been physically difficult to watch.
Wow. See, tell me. Let's talk about
it's
that.
It's been physically difficult. Every time Steffi tells someone, I get sick.
Wow.
I get a physical reaction. It never gets old, you know, when she's telling Brooke or what have you.
Yeah.
It's like, I literally, like, oh my God, she told her! Oh my God, she told her! Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God!
Yeah.
It's just so shattering.
You know, it's funny you say that because it is a very visceral reaction for me too, kind of like, for some reason, I mean, Brooke's up with everybody in the world, everybody's like, but for some reason, this cuts differently, doesn't it?
It cuts differently, and everyone's taking it so personally.
Yeah.
I mean, both.
Oh, we'll talk about that. Brooke got a little personal
know,
too, yes.
Everyone's taking it, everyone's taking what Steffi and Bill have done so personally.
Yeah. That's so funny you say that, because it is one of those things where, like you said, on these shows, they do this, especially on Bold People, they do it a lot.
But it's different.
It's different.
It's completely
Steffi
different.
Steffi and Bill, it seemed like they really betrayed all of us.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? Because Bill is, I mean, for all his stuff, he was all about family. And so you would think there were certain things he just wouldn't do. I mean, you know, you have been limb fighting, all that stuff, but there's just certain things you just wouldn't think he would do. And Steffi was always about the kids. She was never about the father. She was always about, you know, moving around here and there, but right. To actually go that direction. And there's some feelings there.
Well, not according to her.
I know, but I have feelings.
According to her, there's no feelings. She wants her marriage back. She wants Liam back.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
It's bigger than all of us. Don't even get me started. Every time she says that.
That's so funny. We're gonna break it down as we do. But I like that. That's a really great thing because I was just thinking the same thing. Like it cuts differently. This is a different. For some reason, this is hitting harder.
Yeah, so much harder.
And it shouldn't in some ways. You think everybody does all the time on there, but no, this one even more so than Ridge and Quinn cheating on Eric.
Right.
That hit hard for me too. Yeah. Like this is Eric. Like hello. This hits really hard.
It's like I could see Ridge and Quinn. I could see people bouncing back from that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
This, I...
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do this.
Right.
Especially after what's about Friday's episode, so what's about that? So Monday, Rodelli says Steffi will makes me ill. Steffi and Bill makes me ill.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So on Monday, Brooke talks to Bill about Ridge and Steffi.
There's a cut, cat and mouse.
Yeah, so because like, later on, they come back later and talk about it.
Yeah.
Ridge is pissed. Now we're feeling Ridge is found out.
Right.
So how do you feel about his reaction, though?
Okay, so initially, I thought his reaction was pretty lukewarm.
Mm.
You know, he walks into the office.
Okay.
What did you do to my daughter? And then they have this conversation.
Yeah.
And there's emotion there.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, where is it? Like, where... Is it?
Yeah.
And then there finally that moment came where he was on his way out.
Yeah, he was on his way out, yes.
And what did Bill say to him?
I can tell you, because, okay, so we're going to go, okay, so we're going to, so we'll go, we do Monday and Tuesday. So Tuesday is when Ridge goes, walks out. Bill goes, she needed a friend. Ridge turned around.
And the furniture flew.
And then Bill, and then Bill says, I have feelings for her. That's when Ridge lost it.
Let me be clear. That's what he said, mm-hmm. right? Let me be clear. Mm-hmm. You will never, ever mm-hmm. be with my daughter.
I wrote that down. But no, I wrote it down. Ridge walks out. Then Bill says she needed a friend. Ridge was done. Now, some folks online were kind of like, Ridge was overreacting because he cheated with Caroline and Tom and the whole
thing.
It's
not the same thing. It's not. When the furniture started flying, I thought that's what I wanted. That's the release, the emotional release that I wanted from him.
Yeah. Well, Ridge and Steffi are really close, so I can see him being very protective of her. Gives him my little girl. I'm a father of grown children, so I understand. I'm a grown girl, so I understand that. No matter how old, some people out there, if you don't have a grown daughter or a grown son, you may not understand so much that you still view your kids like kids sometimes.
Yeah. He said it was my job to protect you.
I got it.
That's such a primal.
Yeah.
As a parent, that's such mm-hmm. a primal instinct.
I got it.
Yeah.
I mean, cause at first I was kind of like, is he overreacting a little bit? Like, no, now I get where he's coming from.
Yeah.
That is his nemesis.
Yeah.
And he already fought here for him for Brooke, and he won, so to speak. Like, he saved Brooke's, you know, his eye. He saved Brooke out of that. Now his daughter got caught up. So it's kind of like, yeah, so that's going on. And then you have the New Hope. How do we like New Hope?
I'm going to give her time.
Okay.
I'm going to give her time.
Okay.
That's all. That's all I'm
going to
say.
No, that's right. Because they've thrown her in. They have thrown her in.
And that's what they do.
Yes.
You know, whenever a new character comes around, you're inundated with them, which makes total sense. So you get to know them and get a vibe for them and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give her time.
Yeah, she's in. And she's making rounds.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to stop here, stop here, stop there.
I don't understand. Someone tell me what's going on. I don't understand.
It's funny to say. I wrote this down. I had to write this down because it was hilarious. It was, what day was that? It was on Friday.
Okay.
She wrote to Brooke, I feel like an outsider. I knew Steffi my whole life. I was married to Liam, and I used to call Ridge Dad. It's still none of your business, bitch. None of your business. And none of your godforsaken business was going on with somebody else. How can it relate to you somewhere?
But by Friday, everybody knew.
Everybody knew.
And I was thinking, oh, come on. Somebody just please tell her what's going on.
I know. Jacob says, the New Hope looks like Haley Aaron from GH. Haley Aaron's a friend of our show, a friend of mine.
I never made that connection.
Me neither. So I'll have a really good look at them.
I totally see that.
Rodelli says, I agree with you. She agrees with you. It's not the same with Ridge and Caroline. That was a whole different situation. But I've just said, I've seen it online. People were kind of comparing, like, how can he say anything when he cheated, when he had a whole, basically a threesome relationship with his son's girlfriend, and then he got married and the whole baby thing.
Why is it different?
For some reason, I feel like it doesn't cut the same way. There's no way I keep going back
because
to it.
Because it's
just,
Bill?
I think it's because Ridge is a person who just kind of philanders, maybe. And Thomas was kind of a playboy, too. Maybe because both of them were kind of like that. And then I kind of liked Ridge and Caroline on some level.
On some level. I agree.
And it reminded us of the old Caroline and Ridge. Kind of, there was this kind of weird history thing that Ridge with the new Caroline. Interesting. She's looking for a father figure. I mean, it seemed different. Where Steffi was so distraught. And it was timing, I guess. But there had to be some attraction. Because her and Bill met years ago, and there was attraction. But he never acted on it.
James.
So,
let me tell you.
Tell me. Tell me, girl.
Okay, granted, your husband kisses another woman.
Right.
Granted, you get upset. But for her to do what she did in response to a kiss,
I know.
That's where you don't get the free pass.
Right. Especially how she tried, she fought so hard to get Liam back.
Right.
See, Brooke does that, though. See, I expect Brooke to do that. Brooke's a sex fiend.
That's a
home
really
girl.
Good, you know what? That's a really good point.
Mm-hmm.
She needs that validation.
Yes.
She needs that. I don't see Steffi needing that.
No.
And from Bill.
Right.
And
see, and Caroline needs that too. So I can see Caroline needing that also.
Right.
So I think, yeah. So Brooke doing that, rebounding, that sounds like this is just like her. Because her not going back with Bill, with Ridge, with Ridge. Now Thorne maybe. Like that's Brooke.
I do love them, by the way.
Oh, no. Ingrid Rademacher and Kevin Kerling have chemistry.
Oh, my God. It's sizzling.
No, it is.
I know.
I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan. But that's Brooke's thing. Steffi seems like she was much more independent woman, kind of. She ran the company. Just a stronger woman.
It's like a chip exploded in her head. I don't understand what happened.
And I feel like she don't understand either, it seems like, on some level. Like, she don't understand
why she's in denial. She's in denial, right?
But could Bill and Steffi actually have a relationship? Could they have one? You know, as on Friday, he's like, let me love you. Let me be there for you, baby.
Let me be your grandpa, loving grandpa, or you know what? If that doesn't work out, I'll be your loving stepfather. What is that?
But then Ridge did the same thing, though. I'll be Douglas's father, so I mean, screw it. And then I'll be, It's crazy. I know. So as you think about it, as you digest that, also we had frolicking in bed, just ironically, just like, okay, Wyatt and Katie.
What do you think of them?
I like them together.
I do too.
Now Heather Thomas been on the show, and I love Heather. She's just such a phenomenal. I can watch her, painting. I mean, I don't know where she's so phenomenal.
I love her from Y&R.
Well, that too,
you know,
of course.
Like back in the day.
But she's such a great actress, and I think she makes everything work.
Yeah.
So I actually like her being playful and light.
Right. That's what I love about the two of them.
Because she's so we know she can do drama.
And there's so much going on that's so heavy and dark and insane. And here you've got this.
Yes.
We can just relax for it.
We don't even wait till Bill finds out. As I was saying, the Spencers have that. I mean, it's oh my God.
You know, I made a note that I'm enjoying their private time together. Before the world finds out.
Yeah.
You know, that's just them, because they're going to need the bond that they're creating now.
Yes.
They're going to need that.
Yes.
They're going to need that.
Kimmy Sylvester. Hi, Kimmy. She's like, nope, they can't be. She's saying nope to Bill and Steffi getting together. I kind of feel like, it's Katie needed the lightness. We know she can do drama. Well, we know Heather Tom can do drama. We need her to at least have some more happiness for a while.
Yeah.
Don't get pregnant. No pregnancy storyline, please.
No more babies.
Just raise Will, which is her son in real life.
I didn't know that.
Her son in real life. We talked about it on the show how and she likes to drink tea. We have a good time on it.
That's fantastic.
On the show. It's just fun. But it's just nice to see them kind of. And I love Darren Brooks, and he's a great. I loved him in Blue Mountain State. I loved him on Days of Our Lives. He's a great actor. They have great chemistry. I just never thought they'd be together. I mean, those two together. Who knew? But it's gonna. I mean, Bill's gonna find out. Yeah. Bill's gonna find out. What's funny is Quinn knows already. People know already. Derek knows already, but like Bill has no idea.
Yeah.
They're all.
Well, he's not. He has no right to say anything.
But he's gonna say so, of course.
I know he is because he's Bill, but he has no right.
But like all those Spencer men are all flawed.
All Wyatt can say is really.
Yeah, I know.
Really? Because you have an issue with really?
They're talking about them. I'm like, it's like, oh my god, it's like, oh my god. I just couldn't. But I love. Okay.
What?
When, on Tuesday, when Steffi and Brooks talked, she goes, I'm pregnant. And Brooke was like, you know, I understand the whole maternity test thing. I kind of laughed, I had to chuckle on that. But Brooke's face, when she said, Bill, I even wrote this down. You wouldn't do that to me.
The jaw dropped. Her jaw literally.
But she said to me.
Yeah. Well, Rich said the same thing
to
Steffi.
Like, hello.
You wouldn't do that to me. And then Brooke said to me, this is what I mean by people taking it personally.
I had laughed, though, a little bit. I was like, she's like, you can't take it. I'm like, oh, Brooke can't talk. I wrote it down. But Brooke can't talk. My notes are crazy, if you guys saw that. But I was just like, Oh, Taylor Jones, I was wondering if you could come in. Hey, I'm watching BB on one phone and Y&R on the computer. That's our counterpart, Rachel Goodman, is over two studios over from us. She's doing the rest of the rap.
I love that.
Jacob, everyone is saying Bill took advantage of Steffi.
Okay, yeah.
But please, Steffi is grown up. Give me a break. She just got caught up in a drive-by. Well, that's the thing. I don't know. We don't talk about women's ages, of course. But I'm assuming.
That.
Yeah, we know. We never do that. I come from women. I know what's going on. But I have a feeling she's in her later half of her 20s, probably. So I guess, yeah. But the point is, yeah. I know people are looking at her like she's a grown. Because, again, we see her strong, grown woman. That she's not some young, like Coco or somebody who's like really young and 18, 19, 20 years old making mistakes. But I feel like mistakes can still be made at any age. I mean, I guess it's
absolutely.
Just, right? Yeah. So yeah. I don't know. So I see that. So, oh, Kimmy, how do you think Bill's facial expression is going to be when he finds out why and Katie are dating? Oh, it's going to more than drop. It's going to more. I still never forget. We haven't been on the air. So I will still never forget when Steffi told Liam, I slept with Bill. I slept with your father. Scott Clifton.
It looked like he was having a mini stroke.
Yes,
right?
Like,
it was just like, does not compute.
I was like, oh, I rewound it three times. I had to watch it three times. I was like, because I was thinking the same thing, like, if someone told me something about my father, I think I'd probably fall apart. I don't know.
Right.
It's just, we were on the air for that, so I wanted to say that. It's kind of
that was an amazing moment.
Terrell Bellinger, great to have you back. I know. Hi, Terrell. These, I'll tell you, Bold Breakdown fans are loyal, and like I said, they may not be as mighty as the other soap fans on this thing because we were on late and stuff, but they show up every time.
That's fantastic.
And this is Tammy, you guys.
Hey, guys.
Tammy.
Thank you so much for joining us here.
So Terrell, that's great that you came out here. So that's kind of half what I thought about that. And then on Wednesday, Hope surprised, like she got around, surprises Steffi.
Yes.
She comes over. So we got the new Hope. I'm going to keep calling her New Hope.
Coming to visit
Steffi. And they're acting as if she was played by Kim Atula, who's on LA to Vegas. It's a great, funny comedy on Fox.
I love Kim.
She's great.
Yeah, she's so good.
She's done a lot of work afterwards. Yeah,
things are happening. I'm glad things are happening.
She's hilarious on that show, just to give you a little side note. But yes, so she lets her know, again, I'm pregnant. Pregnant is getting out. I mean, no, she knows, what can I do? She goes, I'm pregnant. But see, Hope doesn't know what's going on.
Right.
So I'm like, it's none of your business.
What I loved was the minute Steffi opened the door and saw Hope, there was an immediate like, what are you doing here?
Yes. Like now like, you, like hi. Now you.
What? Hi. Do you ever have that moment not expecting something like, yeah. Hi, what are you doing here?
Well, people don't do no pop-ins on me.
Right.
I think it's so Seinfeld. That, no pop-in. Another pop-in.
That competition between the two of them is
but see, they're
not coming from Hope's side, but from Steffi's side.
Well, they were kind of, like I said, they grew up together. It's a complicated step-sisterly kind of thing. Yeah. But we all know the back and forth back in the day of Hope and Liam. And that was crazy talk.
Oh, my gosh.
Crazy talk.
Yes, it like never ends. So please make it stop.
So I agree with you that Steffi was kind of like, okay, now you? And what are you doing here? Like, why are you in L.A. and why are you at my house?
You know where he's staying?
At the Dakota.
He let you. Oh, yeah. You know, there was just like, okay. All right, well, let me see how I can use this, you know, find out where he's staying. Since you know, he told you, nobody else knows that you know. I love that.
Because Liam and Hope, they had a cute moment, I guess, to try. But see, then also they throw this curveball Because there's still Sally. In this episode, there's Sally and Darlita talking.
Talk about Sally. What are your thoughts?
What?
Hope and Liam, Sally and Liam.
Well, it's two good girls. This is a unique situation. It's considered, Stephanie's not a bad girl, but she's considered edgy a little
right.
bit. So it's like, in soap terms, it's like, usually you have a good girl and a bad girl. You know, it's Taylor Brooke. And I love how Brooke brought that up. It was just like, everybody thought Taylor was, you know, could do no wrong, but then when she fell. First of all, Taylor should be back on the show. I need Taylor on the show. I think I wrote that down. Taylor needs to come back on. I was like, Taylor, whatever. Yeah, we need Taylor. I wrote down, we need Taylor.
Show the cards right there.
We need Taylor. Because you can zoom up and you can see it. But I just feel like they need Taylor because the talk that Steffi had with Brooke, I thought should have been with Taylor.
Oh.
I mean, it was cute and fine. They're all kind of the same part of the same family.
Yeah.
But it was just like, I wish Taylor could have still talked to us because what I went through. So seeing Darlita and Sally talking, I like Sally. I like Sally and Thomas. I mean, Pearson Foday, we love you. I know he's moved on to other stuff, and he's a friend of our show. He's been on our show like 3 or 4 times. I wish they recast Thomas and have her go with that.
Right.
But now we have like 3 women after Liam, I guess.
He's the catch. He's always been the catch for some reason.
Yeah, I mean,
I know.
I don't get it.
I'm inching towards Sally and Liam. Sally and Liam.
Yeah, but okay. Well, here's my other question, folks. What about Ivy?
What happened? You know, they start something with her and Liam, or start something with her, and then what? Her hair.
She changed her hair.
Speaking of which, wow.
Yeah, blonde.
I didn't recognize
her
at first. It's like,
and it's like she's just there as she's just like a piece of the furniture.
She's
like,
so good.
Ashley Brewer can act.
Absolutely.
So,
no question.
So bringing in New Hope, although it's kind of weird when you already had Ivy there, who has a history with Liam and Wyatt, everybody
you would think of any of the characters, this would be a perfect storyline for her to try to get to Liam. And
she's a Forster.
Yeah,
so it's like she's connected already. She works in the corporate stuff. So I don't know. Simone Francois, thank you for coming in. I feel like we are circling the drain on this show. The same conversation we had for 2 weeks. It seems like there are going to be 3 women chasing Liam now.
Right.
Rogelio agrees with me, where's Ivy? Terrell says, liking the New Hope. Anika Noel is her name. Does a great job. Has a long way to go. Yeah, you said we're not. Yeah, I don't have anything against her at the moment. She's fine at the moment. I mean, she's just kind of like, we don't know what to do. Rodilla said, Liam was definitely having a stroke. I just think it's now we're in this kind of feminist movement these days, like the whole Me Too and all that stuff's happening, and even soaps have not been affected. Watch the GH show next, and I got a lot to say about that with Jeannie Francis and all that. But on this show, I'm wondering, is this a great thing to do? Is this like having 3 women fight over 1 man? I mean,
I see what you're saying.
Do women like that on watching soaps? I mean, is that something they like?
I think we're going to have to wait and see.
Yeah.
We're going to have to wait. Yeah. You know, but going back a little bit, I think when it comes to Steffi being independent, and the fact that no one is willing to give her the responsibility that's due her. She was just as responsible. And when she was traumatized by Liam kissing, you know, Sally, she wasn't in her right mind. She was absolutely in her mind. I understand Ridge. It's his little girl. He's in complete denial that his daughter was a willing participant. Mm-hmm. This was a consensual situation. And coming from a father's point of view, like, okay, I get that. But everyone around her needs to let go of that idea. She's a grown woman making her own decisions. Granted, it was a mistake, but she knew exactly what she was getting
into. Yeah, I agree with you.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I agree with you. I feel like...
Take responsibility.
Exactly. In the beginning, thinking that as a father, thinking you took advantage because he is older.
Of course.
Yeah, you go a direction.
It's like a parent, it's different.
Yes, but then after a while, when she says to you, no, over and over again, no, I did what I did.
Yeah. And he refuses. He's holding on to these. He's like, he refuses.
Well, I guess you think you don't want to see somebody, whether no matter if it was daughter, father, cousin, friends, you don't want to see that side of that person, I guess, you love.
Yeah.
They have to admit they made this mistake willingly. And I think that's
knowing it would hurt me. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Right.
I know. I was like,
but I wanted to bring that up.
That's good. That's a good one. That's a good one. And then, well, then, as you know, your girl found out where he said stayed at the Dakota. And literally, she said the next day, she basically begged. He didn't give
what
in.
What did you think of that?
Again, I got women's brains thinking in my brain now. Right. Like, do you guys like that? Is that something that you, I mean, oh, they say preach Tammy, I totally agree. I would love every soap to do a Me Too Time's Up inspired story like this. I miss the good old days when soaps used to attack socially relevant issues. Mm. Yes, that's kind of, it's a rough one there.
Yeah.
But no, yes, Jacob likes Liam with Sally.
Okay.
But no, I mean, I keep thinking when I saw this again, I'm like, it's classic soap. So classic soap usually dictates the woman begging, you know, the man, oh, please, to eat all this kind. It's very melodramatic. But is that in line with Steffi? Like you said, it's not with her character. Is that good to see that? Because she said the next day she was telling, you know, I was begging him, and I felt stupid. She told Bill, I felt stupid begging. So maybe she was in a lap. I don't know. I felt it was a weird scene for me.
Well,
weird day for me.
I was surprised that she showed up, but then when I thought about it, the only reason she was there was because of Hope. I think there was a part of her that said, you know what? Hope had some time with him.
Yeah.
Had some one-on-one time with him, and I'm going to be knocking on that door.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit at home. She's in town now.
Yes.
I don't think she's conscious of it.
Yeah.
I don't think she's conscious of it. But on some level, she's like, oh, no. Oh, no.
Right.
Well, Liam's not going to make her way into my...
Well, Liam on Thursday told her, I will never forget you for this.
What did you think about that?
I mean, of course they say things like, I mean, you thought he could have, you know, him and Liam, I mean, him and Bill couldn't get back together. I mean, like, I think it's just dramatic. It's just for drama story.
You think he's going to forgive her?
At some point he will.
No.
I have a feeling because of the baby. It's a soft. Liam's a softie. Liam's a romantic.
Well, it's time for that to stop.
So, well, unless him and Steffi or him and Hope. When she said, on Twitter somebody said this to us, so funny. When she said, my charity work, his face lit up.
Right. And when he says to Steffi, you and my father are more alike than we are?
Simone says, I agree with both of you. Steffi is not being allowed to take responsibility for her actions. Only Liam is not letting her off the hook. He's the only one, right? And Terrell says, Liam Spencer is the new Ridge Forrester. Ridge Forrester is the original Liam Spencer. No one will ever beat Ridge Forrester to the punch, I know. I love that Ridge came over with some beer. It was like, okay, let's talk this out.
Yeah.
But then it was like, wasn't it kind of self-serving for him, though? Kind of like...
Completely.
And Liam
completely.
Knew it. And Liam
Are you
knew
kidding?
It.
Oh, completely self-serving. Completely self-serving. Yeah. His, don't let, oh yeah, no. It was so obvious.
And Liam knew it, too. Liam's like, okay, I don't want to be in your war.
Well, he started to feel bad, and that makes me mad. When he was starting to just kind of crack a little, but you know, Wyatt comes over, like, you need to think bigger, blah. And he's starting to crack a little bit. I'm like, don't you crack.
Right.
Do not crack.
He's lucky that Wyatt is getting some, because you know Wyatt would have been over there at Steffi's house. Working that out. So yeah, he's busy getting some from Katie, so he's leaving Steffi alone. Because, you know, he could have said, I told you so. You know. I suspend belief because this show is a half hour soap and it's a short cast. Because at first I was like, well, how is Bill in love with Steffi all of a sudden? Was he in love with Brooke? And how is Brooke in love with Rip? I mean, it just kind of happens, I guess, on the show. They go really fast.
Oh, and they have that history, too.
Yeah,
Bill
history.
And Steffi have that history. I don't know what that history is. I'm not
familiar
with it.
They met, it was like in 2008, 2009. Like she said it. He said it. We first met, there was a chemistry.
Right.
They never went full blown. But there was, I agree, there was something there. There was something, because he's smart, she's smart. He saw something in her. And
rebellious thing.
Yeah.
They both have that.
Yeah. So they never did anything. So I thought it was interesting at first for him to go back into the storyline, kind of, and go, oh, she's supporting Bill. Do this whole Liam thing. Okay. It kind of makes sense in a way. And I'm like, okay. And I was like, I was kind of cute. Like you said, once they slept together, it changed everything for me.
Oh, my gosh.
But then I love me. So on Thursday, when Brooke came back to Bill. After knowing what's going on.
My gosh.
I wrote down so many quotes.
I couldn't wait for her to confront him. I was just waiting for that. And she didn't disappoint.
She did.
Catherine Kelly, I love that woman.
She sells it.
She owns it. She's in his face. She was on fire. And I loved every moment.
Yes. Yes, she completely sells every moment. That's why I love about Catherine Kelly Lang. And I wrote these quotes. I mean, and then Bill, too. Bill wrote, he's like, I don't quote, I don't need a parade of people with their own baggage walking in here telling me what to do. I was like, that is hilarious. He's right in some level. I mean, no one can really talk.
My favorite line of hers, when she says to Bill, you say you didn't have an agenda. Well, I don't believe you. You always have an agenda. And I was like, yes.
She did say that. She did. I was like,
yes.
But because, again, she does know him better than most people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
And she called. And
there was nothing he could say.
No. And she's always called him out on his stuff.
Yeah.
I almost said the word. And his stuff. She's always has. But I love that she goes, yeah, I've been there before.
Right. You don't want to live
yes,
that.
Yes. Like, yeah. You don't want to live that. Like, you don't want to pursue this.
You don't
either.
Want to pursue that.
She said both things. You don't want to live that. And you don't want to pursue that. It's like, because she's only speaking from experience. But I love she said, the way she said, you have feelings for Steffi? And later she's like,
she was
you're
laughed.
In love. Yeah.
She was laughing.
So I wonder if that was an actor choice or whatever. But it was so funny. She's like, you don't think you're in love with Steffi?
Knowing Bill the way she does, it's laughable.
It is.
It's laughable.
It is. I just, oh my God, I love it. Okay, anybody else out there notice this? On Friday's episode, uh-huh. The very beginning, there was interesting product placements. It was like, she goes into like, Steffi, because it was all Steffi all week, so kudos to Jacqueline McGinnis Woods.
That's another thing, I'm so glad you brought that up. Yeah. I don't know how she deals with it as a person, because it's so emotionally draining right. And taxing. I mean, I don't know.
She was on 5 days this week.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if people understand just what that does to an actor.
Also, they're doing hundreds of pages of dialogue.
Right.
A day.
Right.
Does she drink afterwards? Is she soaking
you
a
know,
tub?
She able, I would love to have her on and talk to
yeah,
her.
Yeah, like, just get her on
you,
here.
Are you able to just turn it off and go home?
Right.
Or do, you know, are you just kind of in this cave until the storyline changes?
Yeah.
Like, how do you process that?
Because she was on 5 days
yeah,
a week.
On the couch eating a cracker.
I know. Okay, so here's the thing. So on Friday... She goes into the cabinet.
It was like curry or something?
Sesame. I wrote this down. I wrote this down, everybody. Zoom in. It was sesame teriyaki noodles, vegetarian.
Okay.
So, is she a vegetarian in real life, you guys? I can't remember if she's one in real life.
I don't know.
I follow her on Twitter. I can't remember. But it was a weird, like, just really quick. It was just like, the box.
Yeah.
And I forgot the name of the thing. I was like,
you're absolutely right. Yeah.
Then she answered the door. Because Bill showed up. It was like... Open the thing, because they never showed it. I mean, like I said, that cracker was kind of funny underneath the Afghan. And I was just like, yeah, I don't know. Jacob. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll read that later. But that's kind of funny. So anyway, basically Friday was him trying to tell her, don't be ashamed, forgive me.
Again, every time he shows up at her doorstep, I just want to scream.
Yes.
What are you doing there? Get out.
I know. And then, oh my God, and Brooke. Her mouth, she's giving clues away to Hope. Hope is like sitting outside. She's giving clues away, basically. So Hope deduces what happened.
Right, finally.
But was that hard? Brooke's like basically like, well, you know, and what do you mean by that? Well, like, it's like, oh, girl, you basically gave it to her. She just told her in the first place.
Well, now she can literally say, I didn't tell her. She figured it out.
That's true.
You know,
she
her
can't
conscience
say that.
Is like, okay.
No, she can say that. I think she can say that.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, that was your week. We're going to talk about the prenoms in a second. But
okay.
I said that was the week. And I just thought it was a good week. Lots of emotion.
Yeah.
I am really curious to see what happens from here. Now that it's basically out there.
Everyone, yeah.
Everybody kind of knows. I mean, it's there. It's out there now. And now we got Sally thinking about him. Hope is back in town. Steffi's thinking about Bill, but she wants Liam. Wyatt and Katie are doing their due. Brooke is with Ridge. It's going to be very interesting how this works out.
Yeah.
I wonder what next week's going to be. I haven't seen any previews for next week yet. So
I haven't either.
You know, I was like, oh, Sue Moreno says, James, great show. You and Tammy have such chemistry together.
Aww.
I agree. I think we do.
Thank you.
I hope to see more recaps interviews with you too. Jake, I wish you and Tammy would host a show every week. The show is great. Miss so much. What's about that in a second? Let's see what's going on. I'm working on some stuff. You know I do 10,000 things. That's why I had to leave.
The organizer. You're too darn organized.
I'm an organizer. I do music. I do books. I'm going across the country doing stuff. We'll talk about that. Can you just stay informed? Let's keep that informed. But I guess this is news and gossip. Or news.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So the pre-noms are out, and so what that means for you guys who don't know this, they throw a bunch of actors into the hat for each show, and kind of nominate them for their work. It's not January to January. It's not a calendar year. It's a time period.
And what's that time period?
I can't. If somebody knows that, please. Because
I didn't know that. I thought it was calendar year.
Because the nighttime, the primetime soaps are like September to September, so like September to November. They're not. So then,
why is that? Okay,
I know. Who knows?
Why complicate things? Okay.
I know daytimes are the same thing. So this used to always happen anyway, but now they the last couple of years started announcing it to people, so you know who's up for nomination. There's a whole process that happens. There's reels sent out, then they're nominated. Then usually from whatever show, and then the voting begins.
Okay.
So these are pre-noms. So I'm curious if you guys kind of think about some of these. This is for our show. Well, the beautiful see everybody got nominated. Let's click on here. For outstanding lead actor, we got John McCook. For Eric, which he did wonderful work last year.
Really did. Ugh.
I mean, amazing work, right?
Yeah.
Scott Clifton, who won last year for best actor, up again for Liam Spencer. So that's for actor.
I was actually surprised there weren't more.
Yeah, I was surprised there weren't more either.
Right?
I'm surprised there
weren't
more either.
I don't know what that means.
For lead actress. No, excuse me. Let me get this one correct. For outstanding supporting actress.
Okay.
We have Jacqueline McInnes-Wood. Totally deserved. Really deserved. On that one. For supporting actor, we have Darren Brooks as Wyatt. That's good. He's good.
Yes.
He's always so good. The thing about him, he's such an easy actor to watch.
He's so fluid.
Yeah.
What he does, his work, is just so fluid.
He's so good to watch. For outstanding younger actress, Rainn Edwards. Ooh. As Nicole Avant Forrester. You know, I like her. I know Zendi's gone. I wish they'd do more.
They would say
do more. She's good. And my girl who was on this show last year, and I love her so much. You have to watch her interview. It's so cute. Courtney Grosbeck got it for Coco Spectrum.
Oh my gosh.
And she's such a great little actress, and I love her energy in person. the PR people were here, and they were just like, you guys just lit up together. We were like besties. Love her. I just love her. So congratulations, girl. I'm so happy for you. For younger actor, we have Rome Flynn as Zenday. My buddy, Pearson Fode, once again for Thomas.
Okay.
So I don't know, because he wasn't on the whole year. So, oh, sorry, and my other buddy, who's been on the show here too, Anthony Trapel as RJ. So a lot of my buddies are up for
That's good. Downs. That's exciting.
They're all nice people too.
Have that validation.
Yes.
It's a good stuff. It's good.
It's good. And for some of them, they've only been on the show for a short time. So it's kind of, so if you see, you're thinking, why did I get nominated? They do it by scenes, and they do that. So that's why we'll see what happens now. I don't know when the nominations are coming out. I think it's next month.
I think it's next month.
And then we'll go from there, and we'll see what's going on. But congratulations to all the pre-noms, yes. Because it's just to be nominated for an Emmy. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Or the possibility to be nominated for an Emmy.
I mean, granted, it's just, you know, you do it because you love it,
yes.
But you know, to have that, I mean, it's important. It means something.
It does. It's fun. It's a fun night out. And, I look forward to my friends who are in this to at least have some fun out of it. So of course, Tammy, this has been wonderful.
It's been a joy.
So here's the thing, you guys. So I will probably do a few more of these. I want you to know that I have Lawrence St. Victor on hold to be on the show, come back
on
the show.
Gosh.
He plays Carter. Some of you guys mentioned in the chat room, because all of a sudden he was into Maya again, which we had to talk about that. Where did that come from? But he's willing to come on the show. So we're waiting for next week's the Super Bowl. I'm out of town next week. I'm working in San Francisco.
Shame on you.
I know. As a life coach. So that's crazy. But actually, I'll be talking with the studio and talking with Tam. We'll see what we can do to make this a little more frequent.
Yes, that would be great.
Because she's still new to the game here with us. And you know, you guys are amazing. Oh, thank you guys are so great. Oh my God. Thank you. Brittany Duran, you came on. I love you, Brittany. I'm glad you came on. But yes, I agree. I think you're great.
Thank you so much.
You know the show. You have great energy.
Like I said, your reputation precedes you, so I'm honored to be here.
Thank you. And so and she made lemon bars, and they're good. Oh my God, they're so good. I'm taking some with me on the GH report. I don't care. I'm taking a few of these with me. But thank you for the show. Tell everybody in that chat room where they can, anybody out there watching this, where they can find you.
Right. So follow me on Twitter at Tammy Govea, Instagram Tammy_Govea.
And she's on Dish and Days on Sundays here.
Yes, Dish and Days. Woohoo!
4 p.m.
So much fun.
And I'm James Lott Jr.
Yes, you guys.
I am. And you can follow where all James Lott Jr. is sold at James Lott Jr. So follow me there for all of the kind of happenings that's going on. And also follow my page, Bold and Beautiful Mini Spotlights. You can follow that page. And I post things from this will be on there too. So just stay tuned the next few months or so. And you may see us back on here again, so you never know.
Yay.
But we love you guys so much. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.